Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thank you ever so much for joining us this lovely day. It is really nice out today here in the Panhandle. And before the ball-draggingly hot weather starts really rolling in. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commish. Doesn't cost you fuck. And join us on the Twitter. That's a good way to communicate with us. We're still clutching to the...
We're on Elon. Elon's fucking platform.
We're still clutching
fuck
to the pitching ship.
God.
In the storm of Elon.
Let's see. There must be a positive story about that fuckface today, right? Because I'm not seeing
about
one
Elon?
Yet. Yeah. God, fuck.
He's a load.
Every time I turn on the computer, I read something that makes me like him less.
Well, I don't like the fact that every time I look at Twitter, I get his tweets. We don't follow him.
Did you see what he said about Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
Is that a big story or not a big story? I can't tell.
Oh, you know, there's so much going on. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Yeah. Kermit the Frog.
Yeah. Is a hey-hole. This is Kermit the Frog.
The let's see what the headlines are.
Elon Musk can suck my frog dick.
Do frogs have dicks?
Absolutely, Pat. Huge ones. I don't know. They have a cloaca, probably, that contains all the organs necessary.
Amphibia.
For amphibia.
Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo.
Wee.
Sick, it says. GOP full tilt on anti-trans obsession.
Ah, fuck them.
Quote, overplaying their hand.
Ah, you dumb fucking cunts, you hateful little fucking assholes.
Anti-trans laws are not politically popular, says the headline. The GOP is passing them anyway.
That doesn't have shit to do with anything. Those fucking tyrants don't care. They're authoritarians.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is prepared to sign a law that says people in government buildings or schools must use the bathroom that matches the gender they were assigned at birth, or they will be committing a misdemeanor, and the Republicans are signing up for genital checks.
Oh, absolutely. It is... right up their alley.
I want to protect the children. Let me see what you got going on under there.
Particularly for Florida. We hate children here. Our representative is Matt Gaetz that traffics them for sex.
All right.
And then our governor wants to check their genitals. You dumb fat fuck.
This is
he's going to sign something? How's he going to get his little stubby sausage fingers around a fucking pen?
This is just the latest law passed in the U.S. that targets transgender people. DeSantis, who is widely believed to be launching a bid for the presidency in the coming days, has been on the forefront of anti-LGBTQ laws. It's part of a pattern being seen across the country as the GOP has made anti-trans policies one of their top priorities. I'll add inexplicably. It's not inexplicable.
You know, they're
it's for the evangelical base, which is becoming more narrow, their base and all they've got.
And it's what fascists have always done. They go after gay people. They go after trans
marginalized
people.
Groups.
That's
yeah.
what they fucking do.
Jews.
That's their jam. Yes, absolutely. These dumb fucks, these dumb fucking Republicans, especially in Florida, go fuck right off. You know, hey, Governor Ron, you dumb shit. You're worried where the pee-pee comes from. There's a wall of seaweed that's going to kill your tourism industry. You don't give a fuck.
Recent polling shows the majority of voters oppose laws that dictate what kind of health care a trans person can receive, or at least there is no large swell of voters eager for these regressive policies. A recent poll found that among adults, 54% oppose laws that would criminalize gender-affirming care for minors.
How much?
54 oppose.
They oppose gender-affirming care.
They oppose laws criminalizing gender, so they're pro-gender affirming care for minors.
Listen, man, imagine going to the doctor and they're like, here are your options, but here's what's legal. Stupid.
A March poll of likely voters found that 64% of respondents thought the number of anti-trans bills is excessive and amounting to political theater.
Excessive?
And even a Fox News survey, although Fox News surveys tend to be not that biased.
Well, we know they lie, too, over there.
So. Fox News, but their surveys don't tend to be biased. Oh. In an April Fox News survey of registered voters, 54% said attacks on trans families were more problematic than trans women in sports.
God. We're so stupid and thuggish in this fucking country.
In Florida, DeSantis's package, the assault on LGBTQ rights is a war on woke, in quotes, posited the state as the place where woke goes to die.
God, what are you? You're the place where intelligence goes to die.
March poll found that 56% of Americans believe woke is a positive term.
Yes!
Only 39% of Republicans agree with the negative definition. So that means 61% of Republicans don't think the term woke is evil.
No!
This is all us having to pry open our cheeks.
Yes!
To a crazy minority. Just so that the rich motherfuckers can get tax breaks.
This is crazy.
This is what it's all about.
It's literally nuts in America. We're sitting here taking it for no fucking reason. You just said we outnumber them. Well, I mean, this is stupid. This is absolutely fucking asinine.
One polling data analyst and political science professor said, people have this mistaken idea that these bills are to get political wins or votes or red meat for their base, but legislators pass policies they want to see enacted. So, yeah, it's what these evil Republicans,
yes,
are. That's what they want to do. They don't care what the people that elect them want.
Oh yes,
that's well established.
You know what the bonus is for these fucking lunatic Republicans is? They do all this bullshit, this legislation, and all it does is tiny little group of radicals that love the GOP. Now they will go beat trans people. Because of this. This is the byproduct.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPost.
Yes. It's like they're legislating hate crimes. It's like they want to put hate crimes.
God, it must be a slow news day. That's the headline over at the HuffPo and over at the Drudge Report, the man who is king. It's all about King Charles's coronation tomorrow.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
I know. That's
who
kinda,
fucking cares?
That's kind of the point. The subheadlines, as Charles is crowned, some Britons ask why monarchy persists. This is the one that's horrible. Scaled back coronation.
Yes.
They've scaled it down.
Okay.
Is still going to cost the UK $125 million.
That's nothing. That is absolutely nothing. That's not bad. I mean, really.
It's more than Trump's cost, though the $120 million went missing.
That is a year. Wait, that is like a 3-year contract or probably a 4-year contract for a left-handed pitcher.
Who's making 60 mil a year?
How much?
60 mil a year?
Look it up.
Really?
60 mil? There's
I thought we were still in the like 30 mil a year.
Well, no. I like for a left-handed pitcher, you could get that person for $10 to $15 million a year, but there's $60 million players out there for sure. Well, wait, maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong.
You okay over there, Shelly?
She's using the door jamb as a tool. She's wedged the Kong toy over to the door jamb, and she's pushing it up against to try to get the stuff out of the Kong
toy. See, like, all she needs is thumbs, and she's a raccoon.
What a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Congrats. I mean, if you're into the royal family, I guess it's a big day for you. I don't
I don't get it.
I don't either. And I, you know, I watched part of a special about it or some series that was kind of interesting, but I don't know. It just seems shitty.
The eyes of the world will be on the UK this weekend as King Charles III is crowned at Westminster Abbey. You saw Westminster.
Right,
Abbey. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
In a quintessentially British display of pomp and pageantry, the coronation, which will be conducted by the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Right.
On tomorrow, we'll kickstart 3 days of celebrations.
Oh, yeah.
Across London.
Right.
And the wider UK. Oh, and they have a public holiday on May 8th. You get Monday off.
Ooh. Is Boris Johnson hosting any Boonga Boonga parties?
The service, the first of its kind in 70 years, is largely ceremonial.
No, well, it's all ceremonial. Where do you get largely from?
Following the 74-year-old king's official accession to the throne.
I, if it was me...
QE2 died.
If it was me, I'm 74 years old, this is what I say. Dear Britain, we don't need this coronation. I'll be staying home watching Netflix.
Exactly what he sounds like.
Fuck all this shit. Save your money.
I inherited $1.5 billion. Fuck off. While millions are expected to observe the historic occasion, it falls against a challenging economic backdrop for the UK, with many questioning the validity of the event
as
the country faces its worst cost of living crisis in a generation.
Yeah, fuck these royal rich cunts is what I'd be thinking
and
if I'm
watching.
Guess
what the Tories want to do? We should give tax breaks to the rich to help. Conservative cunts are just as bad as our conservative cunts.
I don't believe you.
No,
okay.
They are. Nigel Farage.
I'll name one and you name a bad British one. Paul Gosar, your turn.
You know what I mean? I don't know they're crazy.
Who's the worst? Do you guys over there have any but do you have a Marjorie Taylor Greene?
No. They're Piers Morgan. It's kind of a load.
I mean, are we?
They have.
We will trade
dickwads there. I don't know them.
Do you think we could trade out some of our dickwads for some of the UK dickwads?
At least they'll have cool accents, right? I mean,
yeah.
We have to listen to their fascism.
Whatever happened? We were talking about England. Whatever happened to Boris Johnson's parties? Does anybody?
I think they're still being investigated. Right. Their stuff was. I could be wrong, but
dumb fuck.
I think they were still looking into that shit. King Charles himself is said to have sought a more scaled-back celebration, which is with a shorter, smaller, less expensive, and more representative ceremony.
Still $128 million a year.
No, just for the event.
Oh, for the event.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One-time fee. God.
It includes King's procession. The Westminster Abbey ceremony will be attended by some 2,000 VIP guests. Around a quarter of the number present at the late Queen's coronation.
Right.
And the process will last around 1 hour rather than several like it used to.
1 hour for that much fucking money?
It used to take hours and hours.
God damn. I mean,
the weekend's proceedings, which include a king's procession and a star-studded concert in Windsor Gardens.
Who's playing?
Are expected to run between £50 to £100 million, which is $63 to $125 million.
Who do we know? Is it who's playing? Hootie and the Blowfish? Who do they like over there? Oasis. They love Oasis.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the Gallaghers are going to reunite for the fucking coronation.
I know. I'd have Mick
they
Jagger.
Hate each other.
I'd have Mick Jagger do an unplugged set. Well, he doesn't play. Or Steve. Whatever. Get the Stones together.
A live coronation concert will be held at Windsor Castle May 7th with tickets. 10,000 tickets made available to the public via ballot.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you get to vote to see who gets the fucking.
No, I think they mean. It's a. Lottery.
Oh, okay.
Could be wrong.
Right.
But I think
that makes sense.
That means lottery. Well, a number of high profile musicians, including Elton John, Adele, and Harry Styles, reportedly turned down invitations to perform.
Damn, no Elton John. No Sir Elton John.
The ones who said, I'll do it. Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, Andrea Bocelli. A series of dance, art, and orchestral performances.
Lionel Richie? I mean, I love, I think Lionel Richie is a tremendous talent.
Pardon me, but is that a black man singing at our coronation?
Give it up for Sir Lionel Richie. Is he a knight?
All night long.
Is he going to do any of his Commodore stuff? Jambalites Hegdemoya.
Probably. So there you go.
That's
what I found out there.
This Congrats. Is what I think the party song is going to be, Dancing on the Ceiling. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
I think, does Charles
Safety
like...
Safety dance.
Why? Well, that's not...
Everybody look at your hands.
Wait. Well, they're not playing, are they?
God, I hope so.
Well, I mean, where? How did Lionel Richie get that job? Everybody should want Lionel Richie's agent, because Lionel Richie's agent got him on the coronation show for
I wonder
fucking
if Katy
why.
Perry and Lionel have the same agent, because they're both on American Idol also.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah, they're both judges.
Isn't Katy Perry more popular?
So maybe one of them got the call and said, you know, hey, maybe Katy got the call and was like, hey, Lionel, you know, you want to...
Oh, I'm stuck on you.
She probably said, I can get Lionel for you.
Is he doing his songs like, hello, is it me you're looking for? Because I wonder. Is he doing it with a British accent?
He's got to be.
Lady,
in his 70s,
I'm your
right?
knight in shining armor. And
apologies to our British listeners.
You're not answering me. Will Lionel Richie perform?
Not. 73 years old. Oh, Tuskegee, Alabama.
Who did they call?
He was born.
Who did they call before Lionel Richie, though? I mean, I like
Lionel. How dare
you?
He's a legend.
What do you mean? Well, we can't get Loverboy.
He's a legend. So that's the headline for some reason over at the Drudge Report. They're way into the.
Is Lionel Richie maybe British?
Monarchy.
And we don't know it? Is he?
Tuskegee,
from...
Alabama?
Oh, Tuskegee. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure out why he's got that gig. Charles.
It is interesting that the list that they gave of people that turned down were all Brits.
Yeah.
Harry Styles, Elton John, Adele, and the list they gave us was mostly Americans.
You know, I watch Elton John perform, and he's still, you know, he does these crazy concerts, but how old is he?
He's in his 70s also.
Yeah, man. Just like, be careful, running around
I saw Elton
stages
John back
and shit.
In the day. He was awesome.
Yeah, no, Elton John, I'm sorry. If I'm King Charles, and it's like, Elton John turned us down, you know what I'm doing? I'm saying we're not going to have it because we can't afford this event this year. It's tough with the inflation. I'm not going to let it be known that Elton John turned, because that's the one guy you want, right? Everybody else is bullshit. If you're doing the coronation in England and you don't have Elton John, what the fuck?
Meanwhile, the Met is mounting, the Metropolitan Police is mounting a carefully planned operation said to be the largest type in the force's history, because they're worried that protesters will be one of the key threats to the events.
The threat to the event? They're just protesting.
Shows of dissent are likely to include the Republic group displaying yellow T-shirts and placards along the procession route between Buckingham Palace and Westminster Abbey.
Richard!
A main rally is expected to... I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
A main rally expected to attract more than 1,000 people is expected... is being held by the anti-monarchists.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with
these guys. In Trafalgar Square.
I don't get this bullshit. Fuck this. Why are you letting these wackos have it's like it's a party for it's like you're congratulating Prince Charles for being walking out of a rich vagina. That's what this seems like.
That's it.
I mean, right. Why are you doing this? It's like childlike.
Well, and it's also, you know, tied in with the plummeting religiosity and enlightenment, because it's their divine right, right? I mean, that's what they claim, that they are better than us.
Right.
Because the Lord has decided that the royal family is better than us.
Who's the MC? Is it going to be Ricky Gervais, or did he say no?
I would. That would be amazing. So there you go.
That's
I know
crazy.
We don't, not a lot of shit's given over here. Sorry.
Are they suffering? Well, I guess it wouldn't be the WGA that writes any copy for the coronation or anything like that.
No.
It's in the UK.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jeebus is in the house. Kind of, not really.
We've got,
doesn't exist.
All kinds of shit Republican news. I mean,
Jesus would be looking down at that fucking, that coronation and be like, why are you giving this guy a party for this shit? This is weird. Where's Elton John, too?
Yesterday's big story.
Yes.
And still bubbling over till today.
Right.
Is that when they found out that Harlan Crow.
Oh, God, these motherfuckers.
Has been paying or paid the tuition.
Yes.
For, I guess, Clarence Thomas kind of raised his nephew for whatever reason.
Right.
And it says, in 2008, Thomas decided to send his teenage, it's his grandnephew,
God.
Mark Martin, who lived with him and his wife in the Washington suburbs, to Hidden Lake Academy, a private boarding school where tuition ran more than $6,000 a month.
Wait!
A month.
How many months are in a school year?
Nine?
Nine times six is 54 fucking $1,000. Fucking cue the Les Mis music. God damn these fuckers.
A bank statement for the school from July 2009, buried in unrelated court filings, shows that Crow's company paid the entire bill for that July.
Oh my. Pay for your own fucking grant. Pay for your own children to go to school, you fuckers.
According to Christopher Grimwood, former administrator at the school, Crow paid Martin's tuition the entire time he was a student there.
Damn.
Well, about a year. Grimwood said, Harlan picked up the tab, said Grimwood, who got to know Crow and the Thomases and had access to school financial information through his work as an administrator. Before and after his time at Hidden Lake,
right.
Martin attended a second boarding school, the Randolph Macon Academy in Virginia.
Oh, God.
Grimwood said, Harlan said he was paying for the tuition at Randolph Macon as well.
I want a list of every fucking child, of every Supreme Court, every grandchild, every grand fucking motherfucking nephew, every pile of cum that has oozed out from these SCOTUSes, and I want to find out where they're going to school and who's fucking paying for it. This is fucking bananas.
The,
That's crazy.
Thomas gained legal custody of Martin and became his legal guardian around January 1998. The total amount Crow spent on Martin's education is unclear, but if he paid for all 4 years at the two schools, the price tag would have exceeded $150,000.
That's nothing to these rich cunts.
Thomas did not disclose the tuition payments, even though he did disclose another friend's $5,000 gift for Martin's education in 2002.
Who are these people giving?
Just flinging thousands of dollars at Supreme Court justices, and nobody sees anything wrong with this?
Nobody gives a fuck. Well, look at all the dumb, normal fucking plebs out here just fucking paying for our own shit. We're stupid. What the fuck? Why are we paying for our own shit? You should be a SCOTUS. How much do they make a year? God, they must not make shit. $200,000?
Two something.
200 fucking grand. Well, maybe you can't afford to send your dumb fucking nephew or whoever the fuck to some print. Send it to public school, you shithead. There's schools out there that you don't have to pay for. You don't have to sell your soul.
268.
Fuck. Who gives a fuck about your grandnephew's education?
$280 for Chief Justice.
$280. John Roberts is getting $280 to not do dick about this. Fuck him too. Fuck him. My God. They don't pay for any. Clarence Thomas doesn't pay for fucking shit, man.
What are you looking at?
Because I heard some crazy shit. I hope you are. There's some nutty shit going on with this.
According to the Ethics and Government Act of 1978, former justices receive a lifetime annual salary equal to the salary of a current justice. That means they get raises.
I will.
And the longest they stay alive.
Make me a SCOTUS.
Holy shit.
How much is that for the rest of your life?
$260 a year right now.
I don't need anything else. That's all I need. I don't need shit from anyone. I don't want anything else. You give me that, I will be impartial. I will show up there and I will rule based on shit I like.
I'm sure.
I don't need Harlan Crowe.
Impartial.
Oh my God. Oh, this is crazy. We in this country run around like dumb little bitches, saving our pennies, trying to buy this, moving money around, just trying to get fucking by. And this dumb cunt makes $250,000 a year, and he's selling his soul so his nephew can go to some fancy fucking school.
Soul?
Yeah, what soul? He doesn't care.
Please.
We should have listened to Anita Hill, you dumb fucking cunts. That's the moral of this story. Ha 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 ha. Stupid fox.
A statement from Harlan. I'm gonna sneeze.
God fucking bless you. What the hell? Our SCOTUS sucks.
Harlan Crowe has long been passionate about the importance of quality education and giving back to those less fortunate, especially at-risk youth. Less fortunate. A Supreme Court justice's essential kid is less fortunate.
Hey, Harlan, everybody but you is less fortunate, you big dumb fuck. Go fuck yourself. You don't give a shit. He cares about, what does he care about? Education?
He cares about education.
No, you don't, you dumb shit.
Especially for those less fortunate.
Let me explain something. You go to Thailand, you go to the Bahamas with your friend Clarence, you're getting high, you're getting fucked up, you're on ecstasy, you're doing sex parties and orgies and shit. You don't give a fuck about any of this school shit. Fuck you.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
God, yeah. Oh, yes. What a bunch of fuckheads.
The,
Clarence.
Let's see. Who do we want to listen to? This is, I've got so much.
What is it?
There's just a whole bunch of clips today.
What? Why is
Let's
Jesus?
Just listen to some just random,
okay.
Fucks.
Okay.
Here's a big one.
But, I was, born, into a family where my father was religious. My mother was religious. I wouldn't say they were, you know, going to church every single day, but sure. they were believers and strong believers. I went to Sunday school, which was good and which was expected. You know, right. It was like everybody goes to
That's
Sunday
right.
school. Mm. And when you think about it, the world is so different.
Oh my God. They're at Mar-a-Lago and just the background is hideous.
I saw that.
So trashy and it looks like Versailles birthed some kind of a breech baby.
Yeah, it looks like a Victorian cum fucking load or something. You know, I whoever taught him Sunday school, if you paid attention at all to this E. Jean Carroll shit.
He's lying about
well,
Sunday school.
But I just want to say they should sue the Sunday school teachers or something.
He's lying.
Bad
Everybody
job.
Goes to That's Sunday right. school. And when you think about it, the world is so different. Now Sunday school is not probably on everybody's That's key right. list. But I remember in those days, it was something that was very important. I remember it so well. I'd sit there and you'd learn all of the different, you know,
right.
you'd go through the sure. Bible, basically.
What's right.
The greatest book. That blows this book away. I have to be honest with you.
Remember when somebody asked him what his favorite part of the Bible was? And he was like, the whole thing.
Really? It's like,
what's your favorite passage of the Bible? Oh, you know, the whole thing, the Old Testament, the New Testament.
What's the one with all the horrible shit about, like, all the horrible, like,
Leviticus?
Like, all the Leviticus pages are stuck together.
Yeah, that's good. And glad to hear you say that.
Yeah, but so I grew up in that atmosphere.
This is him. He's some victory TV. These are the evangelicals. He's
on Victory TV.
This is Ooh. Gene Bailey of Flashpoint.
Oh, Gene Bailey, huh? Oh, great interview, Trump. That's an awesome. You're on Victory TV with Bailey or whoever the fuck. Good job.
Right Wing Watch makes an interesting point. They say whenever religious right journalists like this guy get a chance to interview Trump, they try to get him to talk about his personal faith. But inevitably, Trump dodges and pivots and starts talking about how great he was for Christian conservatives. Hey, I'll bet. I haven't heard this clip. I'll bet he goes, hey, I got Israel.
I got them to move Jerusalem to the I got this for you guys, for you motherfuckers.
Well, I mean,
I got rid of Roe versus Wade.
You know what though? At least in the religion conversation, that is a bit of logic. I mean, at least that's the honest part. It's transactional. This other, oh, yeah. You know, whatever. It's
get the military, whatever few are left that are going to side with the people that are standing there holding candles and banging pop.
What? I'm sorry, that was Pete Santilli. That's an older clip. I clicked on the wrong.
Uh-oh.
You said this line that resonates with our audience. You said, we don't worship the government. We worship God.
That's right.
And you held up your Bible. Now, that's up to that point. I don't think I had ever seen in any president do that in that fashion. So I think a lot of Americans.
Right. Because the other presidents aren't that crazy. I think he's talking about when they gassed all those protesters, peaceful protesters, so that he could waddle the fuck out there. And it was Ivanka's idea. Remember? It was fucking Ivanka's idea.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
That he waddle over there in front of that, quote, bombed out church and held up upside down the Bible.
But the way they say that, the way this guy says that. And no one's seen him.
No one's ever seen that before.
In that fashion.
I came seven times.
Listen, there's a lot of shit we haven't seen from that in that particular fashion.
In that fashion.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of American conservative believers especially want to know, is that, what was it like? Your faith is very important to you. You've said that publicly. Your faith is important. But what does that mean to the man, Donald Trump?
Well, I think it means a lot of things, but more to perhaps your listeners and the people that will watch this show. And it's a very large group of people. For instance, I was the only president ever go to the big rally they had in Washington, which they have on a yearly basis. But I was the only one ever to go as a president, sitting president, for life. And people were.
What I don't understand.
The rally for life, but he says sitting president for life is just kind of terrifying.
I heard that too.
Yeah, but
I was like, what is he talking about?
He meant
about?
It was a rally. It was a pro forced birth rally.
Oh my God.
For life. And people were shocked, but even Ronald Reagan didn't want to take that step. And it was very close, always very close, as you know, to the White House. It's almost like walking distance, but I went and I was proud of that. And I think we've been given credit for doing that, but some people would say that was a courageous thing to do. I didn't view it as courageous. I viewed it as the right thing to do.
What is walking distance to this fuck?
The bathroom.
No, it's not. He has a diaper on, though.
No, that's true.
I think that made it easier for me to do what I'm doing now, but I've been very, very pro. And not just Christianity, religion. Religion, because it's being hit very hard. I will say this, Christianity, I believe, is being hit much harder than any other religion.
Oh, yeah,
it's incredible when you look at what's going on in Congress and you see 15 years ago, this would have been impossible to happen. But
what?
You see now they're...
What would have been impossible to happen?
I think...
Possible to happen. But you see now they're very much discriminating against Christians.
How?
In favor of certain other religions.
How?
And you know that very well.
How?
Absolutely. I think we have to change it around.
We're listening.
Absolutely, Mr. President. I'm hard as a rock right now, Mr. President.
We're listening to a guy talk to us while he's filling his diaper.
So gross.
It's just...
So that was Trump getting an evangelical Hummer.
What was the purpose of that? Is that just some interview he was able to get?
He's not going to go anywhere that's going to challenge him. He's not even going to do the debates.
He said something that, will it bother anyone that he compared himself to Ronald Reagan, saying that he was maybe better than Ronald Reagan?
Oh, yeah. Ronald Reagan didn't do that.
I mean, I can't imagine another Republican. Can you imagine a Republican saying they're better than Ronald Reagan? They would never say that.
Yeah, they don't care now.
You think?
Yeah. The older Republicans might, but they don't give a shit.
Would that bother? Did that hurt Mitten's feelings when he said that?
Well,
I don't know
about feelings. Probably, I don't know if he's officially announced yet. I think it's coming soon. But laughable that he thinks he's got a shot. Tim Scott.
Republican.
Sit down.
Inexplicably a black man Republican.
Yeah. Is he a good speaker, or at least, or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean he's very personable.
Well, that's good.
And
that's something. A lot of these people aren't personable, though.
Yeah, but he's got some, shall we say, troubling views.
Well, of course, he's a Republican. Just none of them.
As Christ is being shoved out in America through media and government, and being replaced by evil, even evil gods. How do we change that?
Well, number one, we have to recognize that the Constitution of the United States affords each and every one of you your First Amendment rights to exercise your faith wherever you go.
But not the Muslims, but not, you know, the Jews, not the Hindu, not the Scientologists. Yes.
Now I'm comparing personalities here. With Republicans, I think seems like he can be
a normal guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad he's a fascist fuck.
Right.
Right. To exercise your faith wherever you go.
Shut up.
We are supposed to have the government bowing the knee to the church, not the church bowing the knee to the government.
Fuck
off,
you.
Fuck off, you dumb fuck.
I will bow my knee to no church.
There's,
bitch.
Yeah, and
zero.
Right. Well, right. What church do I bow to?
Exactly.
I'm a Satanist, motherfucker. You bow to my church.
Bow to this, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Church, not the church, bowing the knee to the government.
I'm looking forward to Tim Scott getting 0.7%.
So he talks about, he talks about the First Amendment.
Yeah.
And then
it tells you
smears a big pile of feces on it.
Why are they doing this? Don't a lot of these Republicans, I'm not including Trump, or some of them are lawyers, right? Some of them are lawyers.
Lawyers aren't all smart.
No. But fuck, dude. You go to law school. Do they do? I don't care what law you practice. Is there a...
How'd you get into law school?
Well, I don't know.
Who? What golf partner of your dad
got
you into law school?
Is this a dumb bunch
of... You get by with C-minuses and you go join some firm full of law cunts that.
Is there not a chapter on the First Amendment?
Brief.
Like something?
They probably spend most time on the second.
Right, that's true.
So that's Tim Scott, probably soon running for president.
I don't know, Tim.
More than likely.
You know, I think, I don't know. I think if you're not Donald Trump, you're fucked. You know?
Right.
And you're a wacko.
This is, well, I mean, this is, you know, the theme.
Right.
Listen, Christians are completely fine with transgender people doing their transgenderism in their own.
Listen, Christians are fine with transgender people doing their transgenderism.
I don't know what that means.
What the fuck is this? This is right-wing pastor Jack Hibbs. Hey, everybody.
What does that mean, though? Transgenderism?
Yeah, you're doing your transgenderism.
Does that mean I'm, like, waving a spell over my genitals, hoping they will transform into something? I mean, what are you...
Transgender people doing their transgenderism in their own home. But when they include our kids, that's what...
They're not including
ignited the nation.
Kid. How are they including your kids? Are they like, hey, will you help me rip my penis off, kids?
I guarantee
will
you.
Will you help me flatten these tits, kids? What are they saying?
And let's be real. None of these trans people want anything to do with you. Or your dumb,
especially your
fucking children.
Your nasty little Christian crotch spine.
No, in fact, keep them away. We fuck off.
Well, it's not the kids' fault.
They've
been brainwashed.
Nobody wants to deal with your.
One's going after your kids.
Yeah,
I mean, besides you.
Shit. Yeah, yeah.
I've
you
got
guys.
I've got another story today about.
That's weird, right?
Of a big pastor at a church who's been diddling kids.
Isn't this gaslighting in a way, right? When these Republicans are going after child molesters, but yet they're the child molesters.
Right, right.
And they include our kids.
That's what
ignited the nation.
Oh, yeah.
And parents will never surrender their kids to the transgender agenda.
But they'll surrender them to the youth pastor.
Agenda, yeah, how about that agenda? The youth pastor's been eyeing some child and is ready to make his move. What about that fucking agenda?
So, listen, the question that you sent me is actually phrased wrong. The question should be, why aren't Christians speaking up more against transgenderism? That's the question, because transgenderism is a violation of the word and will of God. It's a violation of humanity.
God gave you a penis or a vagina, and it's not up to you to decide.
Oh my God, this is wild.
Not God made you transgender. Notice they never say that.
Right.
Or God made you gay.
Yeah.
Never say that.
Yes. Yeah, that doesn't, if they think that God is all powerful, then why would Michelle Bachmann's husband have a program that you have to put people through
right.
to make them not gay? Can't God just say, mecha leka hi, mecha hiney ho, don't right. suck any more dicks or something? Isn't that what they think?
How is Michelle Bachmann's husband going to get penis?
I don't know.
If he's not That's sucking good, the demons
listen,
out of him.
I know where the gay is. It's right there on the tip of your fucking...
Do you like this? Tell me you hate it. Tell me you hate it.
Violation of the word and will of God. It's a violation of humanity. It's a violation of science. It's a violation if you're an evolutionist regarding evolution. It's a violation.
Am I around Earthist too? Because I believe the Earth is spherical or whatever.
It's a violation if you're an evolutionist.
I'm not an evolutionist. I'm not an atheist. I'm just a normal fucker that believes in basic tenets of science. Do I need a label that says I believe in evolution? No, I don't. I don't need a label that says I don't believe in Jeebus either. God damn.
On every front, it is perverted, it is debased, it is godless, it is insanity, and it is the propping up of a severe mental illness.
Funny, I would say the same about hardcore religion.
Yeah, you're
the people that are sending this fuckstick money are mentally ill and stupid.
You're a severe fucking fuckface.
And morally bankrupt.
Oh my God.
This is what you espouse to. If you can read that New Testament.
Yes.
And what that dude Jesus allegedly said, whether you believe it or not,
right.
the character in the book was pretty fucking clear about how he thought people should treat people. And they ignore every single thing Jesus said while they masturbate to pictures of him with an AR-15 in his hands.
Right. Jesus is like, beat the shit out of each other, shoot as many people as you can, and go do incest and rape everybody. I mean, it's the Republicans. That's Republicans.
And or the severe judgment of God. Romans chapter 1, God said, I'm going to turn people over to their sexual perversion if they keep wanting it.
What?
And we're seeing that happen right now. Transgenderism is actually a sexually perverted cult.
What transgenderism is a sexually perverted cult. This guy's going to get somebody attacked.
Oh, sure.
People like him are getting trans people attacked.
For sure. Yes.
And drag queens.
I don't even understand. I mean, a lot of this stuff, it's just out there making... I mean, are these people radicalized? Yeah.
God, there's so much. This is...
You actually met with President Trump. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, I did. It was literally like the story of Esther, where you're not supposed to approach the president, right? So it's like, okay, that's not going to happen. But also felt like I was supposed to talk to him. So you're kind of just trusting that the Lord is going to work it out somehow. But I wanted to honor the fact that you're not supposed to approach him, though. That's the rules. It's his home, you know? So I'm just like, Lord, just work it out. So the person who had invited me to come to Mar-a-Lago saw that the president was walking by himself, and he approached him and said, sir, stop. You know, I would like to
Hey, you want to come to Mar-a-Lago?
Lord, I'm going to wear a plunging neckline and push my tits up. Maybe the Lord will help me.
These boobies are getting into Mar-a-Lago.
Do you sue to someone? And he told him about me and said, you know, would it be okay if I introduced you? And he said, yes. And it was literally like he held out the scepter.
Yes.
And
here's my scepter. Here's my scepter I want you to touch.
Approached. And so it was really exciting. I had seen it in my dreams a lot before it happened. So in a way, it felt like kind of natural, you know, like I'd been so prepared for the moment. So I felt like just, yes, I've been here before. No problem.
Time.
Very calm and peaceful. And yet also it was amazing because it was so the favor of the Lord.
Do
people fantasize about going to Mar-a-Lago like this? I mean, is this normal for maggots?
But I mean, she's meeting a deity.
You see it in a dream.
She's not meeting some dude. She's meeting some evil, horrible Cthulhu god that she worships.
She said it felt normal being there because she had previously been there in a fucking dream.
I'd been there in a dream. I dreamed about it.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm going to grab you by the pussy.
Yeah, be careful. Don't get raped in your dreams.
Very calm and peaceful, and yet also it was amazing because it was so the favor of the Lord. Ugh. It was such a beautiful thing to have God show you something and then see it happen. That's honestly, right. Nothing thrills me as much as God treasure hunts, God surprises, God things. Like, you know, like I did a video recently about finding a watch.
Get out of me, God.
We're all involved in the God treasure hunt.
Yeah. Guy, get your finger out
and
of there.
It's never been found, the God treasure.
Right, yeah, where is it? There were treasureless. There's no treasures. You cheap ass.
And this whole thing God did with it, that thrilled me, right? So any God thing thrills me. But I was thrilled to also get to meet the president. That was wonderful. But it was more that I knew God was working on my behalf, that God had given me favor, that God was doing it. That was the part that really just blessed me and was so wonderful.
What's wrong with this person? Mentally ill.
You just wait till Trump favors you the way he normally does. You better be ready to run. Be careful at Mar-a-Lago. Maybe in your dreams you saw exits. The exits, how to get the fuck out of there if you have to.
So this is Rachel Ham.
Okay.
She is the idiot, the maggot, lunatic, evangeliloon that ran for Secretary of State in California the last time.
Oh, yes.
This is her.
We were staying in a hotel, and my parents were staying here with our children. And...
okay, I'm not going to read this whole thing or play it. Rachel Ham, GOP candidate for Secretary of State in California, claims she had a dream that someone was going to break into her house and murder her. She brags that she prayed it away, and instead, her neighbor, who was a witch, was murdered.
Oh, my God. I don't remember that shit at all. Did we talk about that? Wait a second. Hold the fucking phone. Get out of
here. Okay, now I want to play it. Now I want to hear
who got murdered. I mean,
we were staying in a hotel, and my parents were staying here with our children. And
God, blah 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 blah.
My God.
Well, someone broke into their house, murdered her, and lit the house on fire. Now, I of course was like, "Excuse me, what did you just say?" Now, something you should know that
she's running for Secretary of State. She's quite the orator, isn't she?
I forgot that.
Secretary of State of California.
Excuse
the
me?
Fifth largest economy in the world.
Fuck it. It doesn't matter.
And this pinhead was running for Secretary of State.
That's just fine for us.
This is what they drag out. They drudge up from the bottom of the cesspool.
California, isn't there a bet? Doesn't Cali have more to offer?
I don't know why this is being so shitty.
I don't know.
This is Elon Musk's Twitter. That's why it's being shitty.
Yeah, fuck Elon. Why do the Republicans...
We were staying at home. Yep.
Yeah.
It's a stupid question. Why do they have so many... Why are they so shitty?
They're mentally ill.
I don't know. I mean, God.
That was Rachel Ham. That was the same person.
Cool.
That
good luck.
Ran for Secretary of State.
Hello. Welcome to America. Well, I'm sitting here making fun of the UK for them having their coronation. We just got some.
Oh, yeah.
I'll shut the fuck
strap
up.
Strap in.
We'll sit down because.
Also in the news, this was. You know, I had forgotten about this, and I don't know if we ever talked about this story, but it was brought up again today. It's from Daily Beast.
Right.
That they
that it came out, this is a WAPO story originally, that Trump's campaign, it says, quietly commissioned a second firm to study election fraud claims.
Okay.
In the weeks after the 2020 election, and they found fuck all.
They didn't find anything.
Ken Block, founder of the firm Simpatico Software Systems, studied more than a dozen voter fraud theories and allegations. So all these different theories.
Shit.
And found they were, quote, all false.
But wait. Did
somebody Trump hired.
But he must not have told Trump what happened. He didn't tell him the results of the
study. He said no substantive voter fraud was uncovered in my investigations looking for it, nor was I able to confirm any of the outside claims of voter fraud that I was asked to look at. Every fraud claim I was asked to investigate was false.
Which tells us what? Trump was lying.
And this guy recently got a subpoena from Jack Smith.
Damn, Jack!
And met with federal prosecutors. So this is going to go to, depending on the timing of it, was this before January 6th? Did Trump get this news from this guy before January
6th? He must have.
After? Who knows? It says the months after the election, so I don't know if we have a specific time.
Jack Smith will have this guy in, and he will say, hey, fuckhead, when did you tell that diaper load
right.
that you didn't find shit?
So that goes to Trump being told repeatedly over and over and over that there was no fraud.
Because they're saying it wasn't a coup because they were trying to just get the real election results out there. But if they knew it was bullshit, then it's we all know it was a coup. Exactly. Then it's a for sure coup. It's totally coup.
And then today we have I guess good news.
Yes.
In a new filing in courts, at least 8 of the 16 motherfuckers in Georgia who decided that they were the electors.
Yeah.
They were the fake electors.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations,
they
guys.
Convened in December 2020 and they declared Trump the winner.
Yay!
Despite him losing the state. They were they were ready to go.
Well,
all Mike Pence had to do was say, hold the phone, and they would have shown up.
Right.
At least eight of these motherfuckers have accepted immunity deals and they're ratting.
Damn. Why?
Ratting.
So they accepted immunity deals because they come and say, listen, I can put you in jail for all these years.
Exactly.
You flip.
And like, Trump told us to do it.
Yeah. I mean, why the fuck wouldn't they flip?
Right, he told us to do it.
They must have thought that they would be successful.
And they're Republicans. So there's no honor. There's no, you know, they'll instantly turn and backstab anybody.
But my thing is, like, wouldn't the people making the fake electors and all this shit know that if the shit hit the fan, the fake electors would turn on them?
They don't think that anyway.
They
don't think there's consequences.
Trump
if
thought this would be successful.
Yes.
Oh, my fucking God. What the fuck? They took over the Capitol for 10 minutes and a guy took a shit and wiped it all over the fucking...
Well, they thought they would delay it.
Oh, I see. Delay it until...
They didn't think they were going to, you know, I don't know if Trump thought they were going to violently overthrow the government and declare him king or something on that day.
Was there a contingency plan to target Mike Pence if he did not decertify? That's what I want to know, Jack.
At least 8 of the 16 Georgia Republicans who convened in December declared Trump the winner, despite his loss, are... They have accepted immunity deals
Yay.
From Atlanta area prosecutors.
I bet if they're listening to this crab diving podcast, the rest of them are like, hey, we want a deal too.
Prosecutors with the office of Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis told the 8 that they will not be charged with crimes if they testify truthfully.
Yes, no problem.
In her sprawling investigation into efforts by Trump, his campaign, and his allies to overturn Biden's victory in Georgia.
But wait. Then you guys aren't real maggots then if you're turning. How could you betray your orange diaper daddy?
Or are they real maggots?
Oh, they're all maggots. Dumb fucks. You're going to be fake electors. What the fuck? You think nobody will give it? What about the electors?
Willis.
The real ones.
Willis has said that the meeting of Trump electors on December 14th, 2020, despite Republican Governor Brian Kemp's certification of Biden's win, is a key target of her investigation, along with Trump's phone calls to multiple state officials and his campaign's potential involvement in an unauthorized breach of election equipment. That's a big one that they don't talk about enough. In rural Coffee County, Georgia.
What happened there?
Where the MAGA tree took a hard driver, took the guts out of a voting machine or something.
You can't fucking do that. Just because you're a Trumper doesn't mean, you know what it is? These people think they can do whatever they want because their orange diaper daddy is anointed by Jeebus. They're on a mission.
The news that some, but likely not all, of the electors will not be charged raises new questions about the scope of Willis's examination of the meeting of electors, all of whom she had previously identified as criminal targets in her investigation.
Yes. And
so that means they're giving up much bigger fish. Why would she make these deals unless they were giving up bigger and better?
And she makes some targets and they freak the fuck out. And of course they're going to flip.
The electors who accepted immunity did so without any promise that they would offer incriminating evidence in return, allegedly. But they've all stated they remain unified in their innocence and are not aware of any criminal activity.
No, I don't make that deal. God, you got all the leverage. Why do you make this fucking deal with them?
But if they tell the truth, that'll be good enough.
Right. That's true.
Rudy told us to do it.
Oh, yeah. Did
Trump's people called us and said to do it?
Is this what happened? These fake electors are all in a conference room. Rudy comes in there. His hair dye is dry. He looks good. He's not too drunk yet. It's like 9 a.m. He's not shit-faced. And he comes in and he makes a good show. He's like, thank you, fake electors, for doing all of this. We really... And then they get starstruck, right?
So they're saying that, well, we just did it because Trump had a lawsuit, and if he would have won that lawsuit, then they would have overturned it, and then he would have needed those votes to replace the bad Biden votes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I mean, God, it's like, how dumb are these
motherfuckers? It's a banana republic, thanks to these Republicans.
There's no way. How did they convince these people to do this? They just...
What do you mean?
I don't know. How do you convince people to be fake electors? I just can't imagine selling somebody on this shit. Because they're dumb fucks. Were they promised money or something? Or they're just doing it to help the cause?
They're the South will rise again. The lost cause V2.0.
Right. Surely they were given something for this. Other than that, I mean, God, so dumb.
Meanwhile, scientists have warned the White House about experts have reached a consensus that there's a roughly 20% chance for the next 2 years of an COVID outbreak rivaling the onslaught of inflicted by the Omicron variant.
Get the fucking booster. Just get the booster. It's supposed to be good. Just get the dumb fucking booster. Oh, my God.
Man, you see all these studies coming out, though, that are saying that just how many more Republicans died than Democrats? It's how else could you spin the data?
You can't.
Than saying... You idiot fools, you didn't get the jab, and you died in much greater numbers.
That's where the both sidesism hurts us, you know, because it's like, in this country, you want to get both sides of an argument or something, but when one side is steeped in, like,
Fox News is old MO, right? You bring on a black person talking about civil rights, and then you bring on David Duke.
It's not two equal sides. Right. And I'll tell you something about Fox fucking News. If Dominion is getting nearly $1 billion out of those fuckers for lying, then what do they owe us for all the bullshit they spun about the fucking COVID? Fuck them. I want money for that shit.
It would be great if, like, the UK and Australia all went after Rupert Murdoch and started holding him accountable for these lies
and deceit. He has poisoned the country, three different continents. His quote news, his fascist, corporatist, bullshit, lying, fuckface news.
You know, and I'm not talking out of my ass because somebody on NPR said this shit, but Merrick Garland needs to go after Fox for the lies about COVID. They should fucking pay. All these Americans died, and they lied the whole fucking time. And if you can prove that Fox was lying about that, don't they have to do something?
Well, died. If I was a maggot and I had somebody that died, I start suing if you're a family member.
Right.
Say, hey, my grandpa watched Fox News. He refused to get the jab, and he died from COVID.
Right.
Because of Fox.
There must be a price for that they have to pay.
And you know that old cunt Murdoch got the jab.
Yeah. Fuck.
Really? I mean, I've said this before, but I think he will go down in history as one of the great evils of our time. I mean, it's just...
Oh, yeah.
When you look back and say the influence he had in Australia, then here, and then the UK, his evil journalism has fucked up millions and millions and millions of people.
I mean, and they knew it, Fox. They knew what they were saying about COVID was bullshit. They knew it. That must be easy to prove. Where's the motherfucking special prosecutor for that shit? Where's the Jack Smith for that shit? That's what I want.
Also in the news, thanks for listening, y'all.
Zootalore.
Churches that start hanging out the rainbow flag as if they were painting blood over the doorposts at Passover so that the plague leaves them alone. Churches that embrace...
You dumb fuck. He's comparing that to putting the pride flag out.
The doorposts at Passover so that
you keep away the maggots.
I kind of agree.
Yeah.
Think about it like that.
You keep away the maggot angels of death.
It's nice.
The doorposts at Passover so that the plague leaves them alone. Churches that embrace sexual perversion and perversity and transgenderism, they are doing exactly what churches did when they accepted segregation in the Klan.
What?
Listen to this asshole.
Wait, help me understand what he's saying. He's comparing
the churches that are accepting of LGBTQ are doing the same thing as they did when they embraced the Klan in the 50s.
Doesn't he like that, though? This guy seems like a guy that would like the embrace of the Klan.
Right, but he can't say that out loud.
Oh, I see. He's spinning.
Exactly what churches did when they accepted segregation in the Klan in the 1950s. Exactly what they did when they accepted slavery in the 1850s. And when they accepted the Nazi Party in the 1930s in Germany, churches.
This is John Zamirak, some right wing neckbeard.
Yeah.
He looks like a stereotypical basement dwelling incel.
This is a horrible fucking person. And I don't even. Was he? He's blast. Why is he worried about trans people? What's his problem? Does he think they're coming to cut?
It's the latest boogeyman.
Think the trans people are coming for you? You're gross. Go fuck yourself. Nobody gives a fuck about you. Do you think somebody's coming to cut your dick off or something?
You're indoctrinating the children, Ryan.
Jeez. You're indoctrinating. You're saying a bunch of crazy, fucking radicalized bullshit. Don't you think this guy's indoctrinating?
This fall, I've been working with General Flynn and Steve Bannon, who are both, very traditional Roman Catholics on one hand, and Lance Wallnau and Mario Murillo, who are, evangelical leaders. And they're planning what's going to be billed as the largest ecumenical prayer meeting for America in the history of our country.
Yeah, because when I think of religion, I think of Steve Bannon.
Ecumenical? Yes. What's that? What's he saying? It's like Jesus.
This fall.
That's shit. that's I don't know, some Floyd Brown, some Christian asshole, but he's like, he's bringing the different groups. Ecumenical means you're bringing different types of Christians together.
They're all coming together to fight Satan.
Yes.
It's very impressive.
Michael Flynn.
Oh, yes. bring in the spiritual leader, Michael fucking Flynn, and his weird son with the militia or whatever the fuck he has.
Yeah. Lock her up. Yeah. Lock her up.
Mike Flynn is the luckiest guy on the planet. He was found guilty. He even pled guilty to something, right?
And he did.
And they changed not guilty. He told them was guilty, and they told him no. That has never happened. Has that ever happened?
Jeez.
This is another
ecumenical
one. This is a buddy of Nick Fuentes's.
Gross.
Who apparently is questioning his life choices, maybe?
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry that I'm a fucking loser and I want to fucking buy cool clothes and show them off to my fucking chat. I'm sorry, that's such a grave sin.
I mean, they weren't that cool, though, to be fair.
Shut the fuck up. I'm sorry that I look cool and I want to show off to my fucking chat because I have no one else in my life to show off to. I have no women. I have no women in my life to show off to.
Why?
Because I'm a fucking loser, dude. I have no women to show off to, like, my fucking cool clothes to. So I want to show off to my fucking chat. I want to look cool for my chat. I want to look cool to my fucking bros. What's wrong with that? You sadistic, evil faggot. Why are you picking on a male for trying to look cool?
So this is the America, Nick Fuentes is America First Network. Oh, this is his buddy, Matt Evans.
That's his buddy?
Who also goes by Beardson Beardly.
Listen, Beardson.
Who apparently likes to dress up for his bros on his chat because no woman will touch his little Nazi pecker. He's got some weird striped shirt on.
He's got a striped shirt on.
And apparently somebody was making fun of him and he's lost his tiny little fascist mind.
Your Where's Waldo thing looks nice.
Bros, what's wrong with that? You sadistic, evil faggot. Why are you picking on a male for trying to look cool?
Because normally people just wear clothes, and if they look cool, people go, hey, that's a nice jacket. And you go, hey, thanks. You don't go, 600 people, look at my new jacket.
I don't leave my house because I'm a real incel, nigga. I'm a fucking streamer.
He said the N-word. I'm a real incel N-word.
My new jacket.
I don't leave my house because I'm a real incel, nigga. I'm a fucking streamer. I'm a loser, weirdo, incel freak. I don't leave my house. I buy cool clothes to show off to my fucking chat. I'm not a fucking weirdo. I'm not a normal.
This is one of those deals where apparently the streamer has it set up that if somebody donates money, they can then have their chat read out loud by the robot.
Oh, that's nice.
So this is popping up in the middle of the screen while this asshole.
What is that screaming?
Is losing his mind.
In the background. Is that another chatter or is that someone just yelling? Or is that the robot voice?
What do you mean? That's him.
I buy cool clothes to show off to my fucking...
That's the robot.
Oh.
The screaming is the incel.
Oh, I thought it was a different person.
New jacket!
I don't leave my house because I'm a real incel, nigga. I'm a fucking streamer. I'm a loser, weirdo, incel, freak. I don't leave my house. I buy cool clothes to show off to my...
Oh, that's that little meh, meh, meh is the emoji that jumped up when the person...
I can't tell that... Listen, man, this guy sounds like an emoji. Who lives... You don't have kids. Does this guy have kids?
No, he's an incel.
That's right. That's good. That's the best thing ever. Yeah, he doesn't have children.
The gene pool appreciates the fact that you're an incel.
Can he just stay in his house? That makes me happy. If this guy's just staying at home, that's at least something. I mean, it's sad he has his show proliferating all this bullshit, but at least we're not going to run into him, right?
Well, and then the word of the Lord came that night. 46 does not exist. How many know I've been saying it? Now, you can say whatever you want, but that's the facts. Now, let's go back to January 6th. God said, stay with the story. Stay with the story. So let's go back and look at the story.
You've been staying with the story for decades, Hank Kuhneman.
Hank Kuhneman.
This is Hank Kuhneman again saying that the Lord is telling him that Trump is president. But remember, we have him quoted as saying one time, in heaven.
Right, right. Is he?
Trump is president in heaven.
That's heaven? I mean, you need a president in
the
heaven.
Story. So let's go back and look at the story. Let's pick up slide one. This was July 1st of 2007. Remember the story, 9/11. I'm going to raise up from New York. And there's other prophecies that were prophesied earlier as well that kept talking about this mystery. But this one we found was probably the most in your face. I mean, we could show you other prophecies and make this a 3-hour deal, truthfully. But we tried to get as much of the ones that will help you to understand if you are evangelical and you are calling people standing for God and country, a Christian nationalist. If you are not sure about voting for President Trump and you think that DeSantis is the guy at this time, you're not hearing what God has been saying.
Right. You're not hearing what God has been saying if you're voting for Ron DeRacis.
Yeah, and God is like, listen, but DeRacis does not have a personality. I'm just thinking about him at London. Do you remember that? And we just did that story in England. He just laid a big fucking shit over there.
Yeah.
He laid a big shit over there. When Trump went to England, he killed it, right? Remember that?
Yeah, yes.
Killed it.
So there you go. That's Hank Kuhneman.
And the thing is,
preacher and prophet.
The thing that's I bet that really has got to frustrate Czar DeSantis. I mean, he's doing everything that these evangelicals want in Florida. He's going after drag queens. He's going after trans people, gay people, black people. You know what I mean? He's hitting all the right marks.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What does he have to do?
The evangelical G-spots.
Yes, he's hitting all the G-spots, but still, he's not gaining any traction. What is he missing? Quickly, what is he missing? The top 10 things Ron DeSantis is missing. I don't know. He just sucks.
Personality?
He sucks.
Yeah.
Loser.
It's really an upside down world, and I believe that God alone is the one that's able. And so as we enter that presidential election season, Representative Bentley, my hope is that the people of this nation will reelect Jesus to be on the throne here again in our country. Because when the country started during the revolution, one of their phrases is there is no king but King Jesus. And they knew that he was really the one that needed to be worshiped and needed to be responded to.
Oh, this is Jason Rapert, the Arkansas creep, former state legislator, who is now traveling throughout the country trying to get these school boards and state legislatures and these Christo fascists elected to take over.
God, it's
and
like,
force us all please. Into his shit religion.
God, it's like guys like this, it's like, can you please just stay home in your basement and do your podcast and don't go anywhere? Rapert.
And again, tell us Christians, show us the distance, the differences between this and the Taliban. Show us the difference between this and Al-Qaeda.
Wait. And also the family values thing. I would like to see Rapert's browser history.
Right.
I mean, not really, but I am curious. Because it's always guys like this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Why? It's like a trope. We're gonna do a story about this guy doing crazy shit in an Uber somewhere, or maybe on a boat. He'll be rapey somewhere.
And you say, and again, this has become very famous in this video. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy. You can do anything. That's what you said, correct?
Well, historically, that's true with stars.
It's true with stars that they can grab women by the pussy?
Well, that's what it's. If you look over the last million years, I guess that's been largely true. Not always, but largely true. Unfortunately or fortunately.
Unfortunately!
Or fortunately.
Does he have a brain damage
thing?
They
showed this to the jury. This deposition was shown to the jury at the E. Jean Carroll. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a deposition.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He said that in a deposition?
Sure. Yeah.
He could have just said, unfortunately.
You know, the last few million years, yeah, if you're a star, you know, you get to, that's the truth. You can walk up and just grab him by the pussy. They don't care.
Is Tacopino there when he does this shit?
Sure.
What are you doing?
True with stars that they can grab women by the pussy?
Well, if you look over the last million years, I guess that's been largely true. Not always, but largely true. Unfortunately or fortunately.
And you consider yourself to be a star?
I think you can say that, yeah.
And
you consider yourself to be a star. I think you could say that, yeah.
You couldn't write this. You literally couldn't write this. Well, you shouldn't write now in the writer's strike, but this dialogue does not exist in a script, and it should.
Right. Oh, unfortunately. Or fortunately.
Damn, Donald. The thing is, you said a bunch of fucked up shit before that, but you almost got out not sounding. I mean, but you fucked it up, dude. It's like... Is there more?
There may be other clips.
Oh my God, I can't imagine.
I don't even know who the woman. Let's see. I don't know who. It's Marla.
You're saying Marla's in this photo?
That's Marla. Yeah, that's my wife.
Which woman are you pointing to?
No,
that's here.
Carol.
Oh, is that?
The person you just pointed to was Eugene Carroll.
Who is that? Who is this?
Point your wife.
And the person, the woman on the right, is your then wife.
I don't know. This was the picture.
He doesn't recognize his actual wife and E.J. Carroll in a picture.
You know what is? That is the thing with this guy. This fucking piece of shit does all this shit. He barely remembers what he's fucking doing, and it's just insane. This guy's such a monster because E.J. Carroll talks about the rape, and she's like, I remember reading that she says she hasn't been, like, sexual since it happened. She's forced to remember all this shit and live with it, but this fucking psycho walks around not even knowing anything he does or who his fucking ex-wife is. He is literally clueless.
She actually indicated that she loved it, okay? She loved it until commercial break. In fact, I think she said it was sexy, didn't she? It was very sexy to be raped. Didn't she say that?
So, sir, I just want to confirm. It's your testimony that E.J. Carroll said that she loved being sexually assaulted by you?
Well, based on her interview with Anderson Cooper, I believe that's what took place.
What the fuck?
We can defy that. You'll have to show that. I'm sure you're going to show that. But she was interviewed by Anderson Cooper, and I think she said that rape was sexy. Which it's not, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
I spoke over that. I'm so sorry.
Anderson Cooper. And I think she said that rape was sexy. Which it's not, by the way. But I think she said that rape was sexy and it was... She actually said things...
Let's remember that like two and some change years ago... He was president of the United States of America. I'm so mortified and embarrassed.
But I'm also confused because at some point the cast of Saturday Night, well, there's a writer's strike, so I guess they can't. But like, how do you spoof this or make it? I mean,
just play it.
You gotta just play it.
That rape was sexy and it was, she actually said things that were very strange. And then she was a different person after the... When he said, we'll take a break right now. We're going to take a break right now. He didn't like what she was saying. He was very upset with what. And then she came back and she was a much different woman in the second half, so to speak.
And so the question I'm asking you is, did she say in that interview that she loved being sexually assaulted by
well,
you?
Well, she said something to that effect. I mean, you'll have to take a look at the interview yourself.
So he's not denying it.
Oh, my God.
He's saying she said she enjoyed it. He's not denying it.
He is telling this person to go look at an interview from Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
To the part where she says, I love being raped.
Which she didn't, by the way. I know we don't have to say that.
Yeah.
Did she say in that interview that she loved being sexually assaulted by
well,
you?
Well, she said something to that effect. I mean, you'll have to take a look at the interview yourself. I believe she said rape was sexy, to which Anderson Cooper is dying. He's saying, let's get to a commercial break immediately. I think you better watch the interview. I'm sure you have. But
I think at one point he even says something about, you know, how he come on, look at her. I she's not my type. I'm not attracted to her. And he says, or you either, to the lawyer.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah. Something like that.
It's not his type, but he married Marla and he thought.
Oh, here it is.
Say, oh, I was with Donald Trump in 1980.
So he's watching a speech of himself.
My God.
In the deposition. They're asking him, you know, they're going to ask him about this speech.
Say, oh, I was with Donald Trump in 1980.
Nothing changed.
I was sitting with him on an airplane. And he went after me on the plane. Yeah, I'm going to go after. Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell you. Man. You don't know. That would not be my first choice.
He's laughing and smiling, by the way, watching this.
When you said in that video that Ms. Leeds would not be your first choice, you were referring to her physical looks, correct?
Just the overall. I look at her, I see her, I hear what she says, whatever. You wouldn't be a choice of mine either, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't fuck you either. See, what a way to make the deposition go smoothly.
Do you think? I mean, shit, man. I mean, how many times, Tacopino, first of all, how does Joe Tacopino get any more clients after this? How did you let? Why did you let your clients say all this shit?
What's he gonna do?
I don't know.
Just the overall. I look at her. I see her. I hear what she says. Whatever. You wouldn't be a choice of mine either, to be honest with you. I hope you're not insulted. I would not, under any circumstances, have any interest in you.
Oh my God! Just to drive the point home. So don't be disappointed. But we're never. You know, we're going to be an item. We're never going to be.
I don't want you to go home and kill yourself, you know, so.
Wouldn't be a choice of mine either, to be honest with you. I hope you're not insulted. I would not, under any circumstances, have any interest in you. I'm honest when I say it. I would not have any interest in.
He's talking about Jesus. Jessica Leeds, who also testified that he groped her on a plane.
Right. I mean, what? God.
Meanwhile, by the way, he said E. Jean Carroll's not my type, and then they're pointing out that in one of the pictures he thought it was Marla, the woman that he married.
Yeah. You know, this guy doesn't know shit about anything, and his type is Adderall and a Big Mac, and he's just a fucking rape monster. And thank God he's not as mobile as he used to be. Jesus.
Crazy.
I mean, he should go to jail for what he did.
And you say, and again, this has become very famous in this video.
Oh, I played that one already. That's where he says, you know, the past million years. Yeah.
I'm not your, you know, she didn't really react to that, right? The prosecutor, you're not my type either.
Oh yeah. She's
so is that why he followed it up? By saying the last, he said two things.
He probably is. He got no reaction. It didn't, and it bothered him.
He's like, I can't believe this person isn't disappointed that I'm not her type, right. Or she's not my type. Wow, I cannot believe that in this country you had a choice between Hillary fucking Clinton and this guy, and then so many people picked this guy. That is, our country is fucked. We got so many dumb fucks.
And racist.
Yeah, man.
Feliz Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
Zut alors.
I'm sure all of the conservatives and Republicans are helping our Mexican friends celebrate.
don't rape anybody, Republicans. Really, you're monsters.
Look at the time fucking flying. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link.
It's Faithless Friday.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Woo!
Remember, I've got this story.
Yes.
Oh, this is not optimal.
Okay.
One would say. That, but not, I do question the headline.
Yes.
It says, shocking. 75% of Trump supporters say they'll vote for him because they believe the fantasy that he won the 2020 election. How is that shocking?
It's not.
In any tiny way.
But if you believe that, that Trump really won that election, how are you walking around in society like a normal person?
You're not.
You're around stabbing and raping and shitting in your diaper and snorting Adderall and upsetty pants. It's all this shit.
A new CBS News YouGov poll shows that... 2,300 U.S. adults.
Right.
An oversample of self-identified Republicans with a margin of error of plus or minus blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
58% say they would vote for Trump, 22% DeSantis.
God.
No other candidate above low single digits. Mike Pence.
Yeah, man.
Nikki Haley.
Mike Pence even, dude. And fuck Mike Pence.
Sununu.
Dude, Ramaswamy. They tried to hang him. And I bet Mike thought that he might get some sympathy out of that. Like, oh, they were really hard on Mike and he's an evangelical and we like
it. You're going to get sympathy from conservatives?
You're right. What am I fucking thinking? Like, they don't feel bad for Mike Pence at all. Like, fuck him. They're just like, fuck that guy.
So among the voters who said Trump will be their choice in the primary.
Yes.
When asked for the reasons of their support, 75%, it's because he actually won. 2020.
Because he actually won. Because he actually won? Yeah. Somebody articulates that to a person doing a study? How embarrassed. Wouldn't you be embarrassed to admit that?
2024 Republican nomination. We prefer a candidate who... ...
Yes.
57% prefer a candidate who will make the liberals mad.
Well,
this
fuck
is,
you.
This is their policies. Yeah.
That's it? What about 61%, healthcare?
61%.
Yeah?
They want someone who says Trump won in 2020. These are their number one. This is the reasons they're going to vote.
But what? What about the environment? And what about they don't care?
66, I'm moving up. 66%, Ryan, want a candidate who opposes any and all gun regulation. Any and all.
You've got that. That's America.
And 85% of those Republicans, likely primary voters, say they want a 2024 Republican candidate. 85% say they want a candidate who challenges woke ideas.
Well, then,
whatever the fuck that means.
Well, then our little fuckhead is your guy, then. Ron DeSantis is your guy. I would encourage you to vote for him, I guess. God. Jeez.
75% say he won.
These Republicans think... These Republicans are owning. Are they owning? They want to own. What do they need? What do they need to be happy and not little fuck trolls just trying to ruin everything? What would make these people happy? These little maggots. What do they need?
I don't know. Maybe go to a lynching?
That's right. They want that. Oh, man. Can't we just sing? Go to Idaho. Get the fuck off to Idaho. Fuck off to Idaho. All of you. I see you.
I think this is a smokescreen, this next story.
Okay.
Lawyers representing Fox, quote, news, unquote.
Okay.
Have sent letters to legal counsel for Dominion voting systems, who they settled for almost $800 million last month.
Man, that's great. You know what's great? That, and you know what else is great? You might not have thought about this in a while, but guess what? Rush Limbaugh is fucking dead.
Yeah, still dead.
Woo!
But, you know, 2 years drug-free.
Dude, I love that one.
The
The letters call on the company. The letters from Fox are demanding that Dominion immediately investigate the Tucker Carlson text leaks.
For what?
Like Fox didn't do it themselves.
Right.
We know that's how Fox and Rupert Murdoch operate.
Oh, yes.
We have evidence and multiple cases of their nefarious criminal tactics of, quote, news.
Surveillance and all that shit.
And I would be amazed if it was anyone but the Fox cunts who have been releasing this shit about Tucker because they're pissed that he's shitting on them now that they fired
him. Well, the Democrats surveil people too, and they spy on people too, right? Remember Obama and Biden? They were secretly they were suction cupped outside the RNC listening in.
Yeah, and Hillary was selling children out of a pizza basement.
Yes, with the help of Uma Abedin. They're cutting off faces. They said that Hillary Clinton cut some kid's face off, right? Or something like that.
Then ate it or something, yeah. It's not clear where these leaks have come from, but Fox and their legal counsel are asking Dominion to investigate with alacrity.
They just took all your money. The only thing they're doing with alacrity is counting that cash. That's all they're doing.
The court ordered the vast majority of the details to be redacted in a lot of these texts. But in recent days, several embarrassing leaks have emerged.
Woo.
Been reported by the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Daily Beast. Carlson's use of the word cunt and radicalized comments like that's not how white men fight have made a lot of news.
Right.
Fox News is asking Dominion to investigate.
What you're asking Dominion. Dominion's like, I'm not doing shit. You owe me 700, nearly a billion bucks. Give me my fucking money, motherfucker. That's what I'd want. I want my money.
So we'll see where this goes. I'd be amazed if Dominion are the, what do they care? They've got
Dominion's
they've got 800 million Fox dollars.
The Fox lawyers called Dominion. Hey, Dominion, we want you to investigate this. And Dominion says, suck my dick. Really?
Oh, they
fuck off.
All right. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, get your lawyers.
Sure, we got it. We got
you're busy paying us that money.
I'm investigating it right now.
Investigate this?
I'm on top of it. Don't worry. No. and I think it's posturing. It's a flash grenade to try to say for Fox.
Yeah.
To say, oh, we're not releasing these. Because Tucker's probably like, I'm going to fucking sue you motherfuckers.
Right.
For these leaks. I don't know why, though, for him him saying it's not how white men fight. I mean, I think that just raised the salary he's looking for at Newsmax.
What happens when Tucker decides to tan his balls and then his testosterone gets that extra pump up? He's coming for everybody. Isn't that what happens when you tan your balls? You get stronger. That's the point, right?
For low T, Ryan. Yeah,
my testicles are burning. I for some reason I feel really enraged right now. You heat your balls up. It makes you upset. Is that what happens?
Do you remember? Speaking of a little Nazi fox, Madison Cawthorn. Remember him?
Oh, yes.
Everything was fine. He was a racist and anti-LGBTQ and a little fascist fuckstick.
Right.
But then he talked about the Republican Coke and Titty parties. And that was the end of him. Yay. What a coincidence.
Right. Matt Gaetz is like, hey, man.
He got away with everything until he ratted on the Republicans.
Absolutely.
Offering him Coke.
Right.
And sex parties.
They made an example out of him. This person ruined our party.
This little shit stain pleaded guilty today to bringing a loaded handgun through a TSA checkpoint at Charlotte Douglas International Airport last year.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And wasn't it a second or third time? Like, it wasn't the first time he did that.
Dude, let me ask you something. I'm not a gun owner, you know. Not to out myself in the South, but do gun owners, do you guys think, like, I'm going to the airport, I need to leave my gun? Is that a thought you have? Or if you have your gun, you're so used to having it that you forget that you have it?
I left it in my bag, I guess.
It's heavy. You got a gun on in your, I guess.
His trial was set to start today. He entered a plea deal to third-degree misdemeanor charge of possession of a dangerous weapon on city property.
And especially on a plane, you asshole. If that gun goes off on a plane, it pierces the fuselage, we all get sucked out of... We all fucking die is what happens. Don't you think? Pow! The cabin's too pressured.
Cawthorne, his lawyer said, Mr. Cawthorne accepted responsibility for this mistake. He paid a whopping $250.
I don't like this at all.
And he's getting his gun back.
No! I want people de-incentivized for bringing their gun on a plane. That's bad.
Law enforcement noted his cooperative attitude at every step.
Ah, yeah, these cops just sucked you off because you're a famous
He chose
maggot.
To resolve the case in a manner that would ensure his uninterrupted right to possess a firearm.
Oh, my God!
Oh, yeah. Here, the April 22 incident was the second time in just over a year that authorities stopped him with a gun.
Why are you bring... Everybody knows you can't bring your gun on a fucking plane, you dumb fuck. I mean, you got to bring a travel-sized thing of mouthwash, even, right? Liquids.
Right.
Like, I guess you didn't have any fucking liquids in your gun. What kind of gun does it say? Was it an AR or some shit?
It was a handgun. In his carry-on.
You don't think that would be dangerous if that accidentally went off and it shot out a window?
The gun was unloaded, but there was a loaded magazine with it.
Oh, that's perfect. That's nice.
Cawthorne was first elected in 2020, blah, 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 as a Trump sucker. But the firebrand lawmaker angered and annoyed a wide swath of his Republican colleagues with a steady stream of controversial antics and remarks. He claimed on a podcast he had been invited to an orgy in Washington and had personally seen leaders in the efforts to curb drug addiction doing cocaine.
Mitch? Why did he not name names? Come on. Lindsay? Who else?
So that's Madison Carter.
Come on, Madison. Tell me who was at the party.
Oh, Mitt Romney is just tearing up the rails, yeah.
Gosar? Bachman?
Not in Congress.
No, that's sad. Michelle misses those parties. She got, I don't
know. Oh, I miss those parties. elsewhere in L News.
Yay.
We've got, it's still Faithless Friday. Oh, look at the time. 20 minutes to go.
Who gives the parties? Is it Matt Gaetz and Louis Gohmert? Do they throw the parties? And
which parties?
These parties that Madison Cawthorne was referring to. When he was on these podcasts, The orgies. Who organized the orgies?
I think.
Assuming a Floridian.
Oh, maybe Matt Gaetz was like.
What about Rubio?
Flying in some underage.
Nobody ever thinks Rubio's up to shit. Why not him? That's not fair. He's up to bad shit too.
Yeah, he's got foam parties and stuff.
And what about Rick Scott?
Oh, I'm sure that's it. I'm sure Rick Scott was like having eyes wide shut parties.
Yeah, that's, you know what? If I'm Rick Scott, I want my eyes shut as fuck too.
I'm
going to shut my eyes.
And one of my favorites, Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jesus is in the house.
And I personally love this headline.
Right.
All kinds of bullshit.
Yes. Where the dog is losing her fucking mind.
You know what? She buried a bone in her toy box, and now she's standing outside of it barking.
You know where you put it there!
For one of the humans with thumbs to reach in there and get it for her.
Get your bone!
The headline says, this is bullshit. This is the Daily Star rag in the UK. But a great headline. Exorcist.
Right.
Saw a possessed 5-foot nun crawl up the wall like a squirrel and overpower 6 men.
I want to see this bad, man. I want to see it.
An exorcist, which, you know, fraud right away. A Catholic fraud.
Oh, my God.
Said a nun ran up the wall like a squirrel after demons took over her body. Reverend
Daniel Rehill performs exorcisms on people who he says have been possessed by the devil.
Well, I listen, dude, if all of a sudden I'm possessed by something that gives me the powers of a squirrel,
yeah,
and some
I'm down
Catholic
with that.
Fuck takes, don't take that shit away. I want it.
He recently revealed some of the scariest things he has seen.
Yes.
Okay.
I remember there was a little nun, about 100 pounds, 5 feet, when she was going through a deliverance.
Yeah, it sounds
it
like
took
somebody.
Six large men my size to hold her down.
What were you going through?
I saw that same nun run up a 20-foot wall like a squirrel.
Wow.
And 2,000 people at a conference saw it too.
Oh, good. Oh, man. I want to see it.
Where's the vidya?
Well, it's obviously on this guy's TikTok channel. Can't we see it, or his Snapchat?
He said, we had people flying from all over the world staying with us, some for a week, but that one little nun who crawled the wall, she was there for over a year.
I bet.
It took a year to de-demonize her. She was satanically, ritually yes. abused as a baby, and she didn't know it. And so that had to all come out.
Are we sure this guy's talking about a 5-foot nun that climbs walls? Or is he talking about some kidnapped victim that he has in the basement somewhere? Or is this a...
The Reverend also said he met the devil twice in his life.
Oh,
as
yeah?
he was trying to ditch his life of sin and quit drinking. The Reverend recalled, quote, I came out of the church and there's this beautiful, handsome man in a custom-tailored suit.
Yes?
And he's staring at me. I turned to walk towards my office, and he ran up next to me, grabbed me by the arm. He goes, let's get a drink. And I just had chills up and down my body. And I said, oh, fuck me. No, I said, get away from me.
What kind of fucking shit is this?
Reverend Gray Rehill ran away from the strange man.
Good for you. You
and
got
escaped
out of there.
To his New York apartment and didn't think much of the incident until a few years later when he became a priest. So some creep was hitting on him.
Yeah.
Or it's a lie.
Or somebody
it's
was
all
just,
a lie.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds a little... Sounds like bullshit. He's saying this gay man who is Satan tried to get me to have a drink and I ran away from.
So then he saw him again, Ryan.
Oh.
2 years later.
Right.
I was on vacation visiting an old banker friend in Miami, he said.
Yes.
The two girls who were with me.
Oh, okay. Let me translate. I was in Miami. I fired up Grindr and somehow Satan found me.
They start looking at this guy. I turned and I look and it's him.
Yes.
It's the one who wanted to get the drink. He walks up and he goes, what are you doing here? I thought you were going to be a priest. And he goes, this is my territory. You shouldn't be here.
This is my sales territory.
I wonder if this motherfucker is writing a book.
See, that last part I believe because the evangelicals are like, this is my sales territory, Satan. I'm getting a tenth of all these motherfuckers. Get away.
My size to hold her down. And that's what I mean. It's not possible that little girl could have that strength. So we look at these things as kind of the hallmarks of this is not normal. This is a supernatural thing. I've seen that same nun run up a 20-foot wall like a squirrel. And 2,000 people at a conference saw it too.
Bullshit! Bullshit! Bullshit!
Is this guy torturing some girl? Is this code for that? Is this 5-foot tiny nun really a child that he's terrorizing? That it's not like this child is crawling up walls. It's desperately trying to get away from you.
Run up like a squirrel.
Yeah, no, it's not a squirrel. This is a kidnapping victim trying to get out the fucking window from you, you fucking creep. It's not a 5-foot nun.
So creepy.
I mean, this could be a lot of shit. We don't know.
So creepy.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder what Jesus thinks of this shit.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes.
We've got, let's see. Clarence Thomas's gifts could now land. Oh, this billionaire could, end up, having to pay a lot of taxes because of this shit or something.
Well, the people that received the gifts from him, Somebody on MSNBC made a joke that, like, she's like, well, I pay for my own tires.
Who?
Did someone buy Clarence Thomas tires? I'm probably serious.
Why not?
Because someone made of a joke
course,
on,
why not?
There's also the story about Ginny getting all this secret money.
Yeah, big deal. Secret money? I want some secret money. I want some secret fucking money, Ginny.
Judicial activists directed fees to Clarence Thomas's wife, urging, quote, no mention of Ginny. Conservative judicial activist Leonard, this is the Washington Post, Leonard Leo arranged for the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas to be paid tens of thousands of dollars for consulting work.
Oh, okay.
Specifying that her name be left off the billing paperwork.
But if then, okay, then I have a basic accounting question.
Go on.
Then how do you account for the money going out to her?
In January 2012, instructed GOP pollster Kellyanne Conway to bill a nonprofit group he advises and use that money to pay Ginny Thomas. The same year, the nonprofit, called the Judicial Election Education Project, filed a brief to the Supreme Court in a landmark voting rights case. And you know which side they were on, the bad side.
The not good side.
Leo is a key figure in a network of nonprofits that has worked to support the nominations of conservative nutjob fuckstick judges.
Maybe we need to look into this system that we have.
He told Kellyanne Conway he wanted her to, quote, give Ginny Thomas, quote, another $25K, according to the documents. Another $25K. And emphasized that the paperwork, quote, should have no mention of Ginny, of course, unquote.
I want you to give Ginny all this money, but don't tell anybody you're giving Ginny this money. Don't worry about it.
So Kellyanne Conway's firm, this polling group, sent the Judicial Education Project a $25,000 bill that day. Per his instructions, it listed the purposes: supplement for Constitution polling and opinion consulting.
Okay. What the fuck?
In all, according to documents, the polling company, that's Kellyanne's group, paid Thomas's firm, Liberty Consulting, that's Ginny Thomas's firm,
yes,
$80,000 between June 2011 and June 2012, and expected to pay $20,000 more before the end of 2012, according to documents.
How many people work at Ginny Thomas's firm?
The arrangement reveals that Leo, a longtime Federalist Society leader and friend of the Thomases, has functioned not only as an ideological ally of Clarence Thomas, but also worked to provide financial remuneration for his family.
Fucking man! He's just making it rain for everybody this fucking SCOTUS is related to. Is that right?
And he, in response to the questions from the Post, it was basically like, hey, she's a consultant. She's got a long history. You know, there's nothing wrong here.
Okay.
And then they said, well, why'd you have to leave her name off of the paperwork?
Yeah.
And he said, quote, knowing how disrespectful, malicious, and gossipy people can be, I've always tried to protect the privacy of Justice Thomas and Ginny. So there's more? There's more money?
I've always
there's
tried to.
There's more shit you've
Holy
covered up?
Shit. Boy, oh boy, let's figure. If I'm Merrick Garland, can you look into this if you're him? He's the, I was like, first of all, one of those fuckers has my fucking job. I got a chip on my shoulder about this shit.
In December 2012, the Judicial Education Project, this motherfucker's group.
Yeah, a bunch of fascists.
That sent $80,000 and maybe 25 more to Ginny, submitted an amicus brief. In Shelby County versus Holder, a case that challenged a landmark civil rights law aimed at protecting minorities, the court struck down the formula in the Voting Rights Act. Remember, this blew it up.
Yes, yes.
And allowed the states
to not have to have federal clearance for their election laws. And all the conservative Nazi red shit states passed all these voter ID laws.
Yes.
All this bullshit to try to suppress the vote.
To make it harder to fucking vote. Right. Why would the the spouse of a SCOTUS want that?
Ethical experts are saying, well, that alone should have made him recuse himself. And
right.
It was 5-4. So it would have been 4-4.
Jeez.
He was part of the 5-4 majority that overturned the Voting Rights Act. They gutted the one section of it.
But people want him to recuse himself. But wouldn't that be admitting to some of his corruption? Like if he recused himself from every case,
had he listed this shit and said, about him? I don't with her. But if he had listed some of the money he got for his kid's tuition and his mom's house, and then said that he recused himself from anything that those guys were involved in any court cases, then that would be the right thing to do. Well, first of all, he shouldn't be taking the money.
No, he would have to recuse himself from anything that involved taxes because he didn't pay taxes on that money, too. I mean, is that illegal? Is that illegal what he did, or is that
No, he claimed the amounts, I think, of some of it. Not this new stuff. Or the trips.
So he's not claiming that as a person, you would have to claim that, right?
I would think.
But as a SCOTUS, you don't have to do shit country. You don't have to do jack shit.
Not a conservative SCOTUS.
Oh, that's right. Oh yeah. Let me tell you something.
If it had been Sotomayor,
they'd get the fuck out of here.
They'd be calling for her hanging. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
insane.
So this is crazy. I mean, we're just more of the onion is being peeled away and just showing how profoundly corrupt as fuck Clarence Thomas is.
We understand that, but why isn't John Roberts doing the right thing? Why isn't he launching an investigation? Why? Because he's up to dirty
shit
too?
Who knows what they've got on him, or who knows?
So maybe we assume they're all corrupt and figure out who's not. It's time to toss their shit. It's time to look up their assholes and figure out what the fuck is going on with it. It's only our SCOTUS. I guess we don't give a shit.
I know how gossipy people are.
Yes. Yes, you do.
So we're not going to follow the law and disclose.
Here's some gossip that might.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Yes. Here's some gossip that might interest people. Harlan Crowe is paying for Clarence Thomas's fucking family to go to school. His wife is an insurrectionist.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that gossip? Isn't that interesting gossip? It's not gossip. It's stuff we should know about.
AOC says it's, quote, corruption, plain and simple.
That's right. It's bigly corruption. Simple. It's right in our fucking face. It's right in our fucking face, and they don't give a fuck. They're rubbing our face in it, and we're not doing dick.
And then they're like, the Senate, of course, not the House. The Senate is like, we're going to have some hearings on judicial ethics.
Dude.
And John Roberts is like, there's nothing to see here. Our ethics are fine.
If I'm Chuck Schumer, I'm banging my fists on the table until they're bloody over this shit. This would make me insane. I'd be flipping over tables. I'd be in the SCOTUS. Bang, 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 bang. Let me talk to Clarence. Hey, what's up with this shit? Doesn't he have an office? Someone could go visit him and ask him what's going on. You fuck.
What is this? Most agitated that he's appeared. The video deposition. I don't know what this is.
Is this more Trump shit?
It's not loading.
Because that was amazing, that deposition. God.
This is the video deposition that was played before the jury yesterday, who has been sitting through this 7-day battery and defamation trial. And just as a reminder, E. Jean Carroll sued Trump, alleging that he raped her in Bergdorf Goodman department store in the mid-1990s and then defamed her when he said she's not his type, he didn't know her, and that she made up the story and it was a hoax. So this is the first time that, you know, we're going to see now what the jury saw yesterday, and it's the first time the public will see how Donald Trump answered these questions. This comes from the deposition he sat for in October of last fall. So take a listen.
This might be the same clip. Okay. I don't know. This is from...
Read the next. Go ahead. That she's not my type? Yeah, because it's not politically correct to say it, and I know that, but I'll say it anyway. She's accusing me of rape.
a woman that I have no idea who she is. It came out of the blue. She's accusing me of rape, of raping her.
Please clap.
The worst thing you can do, the worst charge. And you know it's not true too. You're a political operative also.
Oh my God.
You're a disgrace.
But this is talking to the prosecutor.
This is the other. Yeah, the E. Jean Carroll's lawyer.
She's accusing me, and so are you, of rape, and it never.
The one that he won't fuck. That he wants everyone to know and her to know.
Hey, listen,
that magic mushroom ain't getting anywhere near her.
Well, I mean, first of all, you got to take the diaper off.
And you know it's not true too. You're a political operative also. You're a disgrace. But she's accusing me, and so are you, of rape, and it never took place. And I will tell you, I made that statement, and I said, well, it's politically incorrect. She's not my type, and that's 100% true. She's not my type.
This guy, this is United Shush. This guy was our president, man. This guy was our motherfucking president. He was finger on the button. He had the nuclear codes next to the breadbasket at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
What the fuck, guys?
We've only got. Oh, we're done.
Oh, jeez, where did the time go? I mean,
man,
Trump. They managed. There's clips of Trump that got me. I mean,
how many, insane, right?
How many clips have we played of this fucker? God, what a nut!
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll be back on Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Yay. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use the banner on the webpage. When you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. See what Ryan's doing. He's on the internet at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or Facebook, or at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
I never tweet. I never Insta. But what the hell? We'll hit you up again. Have a great weekend, everybody. Grab him by the pussy.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.